Well, the Helm and Hammock Grant Program is a program that's existed for over 20 years, and it's designed for writers all around the world who are victims of political persecution and also in financial need. The program was actually founded in honor of two writers who had faced persecution for their own writing and political beliefs in the United States when they became victims of the anti-communist McCarthy hearings in the 50s. And one of the writers spent time in prison, the other suffered financial ruin. And so the program has been operating to try to come to the defense of writers that take courageous stands, that write about topics that their governments are not comfortable with. And this year, we're very happy that the selection committee chose Radio Free Europe correspondent from Turkmenistan, Devlet Mirat Yazkuliyev, to be an awardee of the Helm and Hammock Grant, as well as the BBC correspondent in Tajikistan, Uranboy Usmonov. These two writers really exemplify the principles of this program because both of them have really faced incredible obstacles in their work and have persisted despite prison time, despite torture. In the case of Uranboy Usmonov is a very well-accomplished writer, not only a reporter, but even a playwright. And he has reported from northern Tajikistan for many, many years for the BBC. And he's taken on the toughest topics one can take on. He's reported on extremist groups, terrorist groups, such as Hizb-ut-Tahrir. And for taking on those really politically sensitive topics, he himself was a target. And the government arrested him and accused him of membership in Hizb-ut-Tahrir last year. And he spent 1 week in incommunicado detention. He suffered torture, and then he was put on trial. And luckily, because of the international outrage and the attention paid to his case, he was freed after a flawed trial. He was convicted, but immediately amnestied. And his case is still ongoing. His appeal is still yet to be heard. But remarkably, Uranboy Usmonov has decided to keep going, to keep reporting, and is still in Tajikistan doing great work. And so we wanted to recognize that tremendous effort, that struggle for media freedom that he leads every day. In the case of Devlet reported, you know, in one of the most notoriously closed countries on earth. Devlet persisted in reporting on the explosions in the Abadan facility, which occurred last year, which the government tried as hard as it could to keep a lid on, but Devlet refused to heed that and reported about the incidents and was threatened by security agents for that reporting, and then later was convicted to 5 years in prison on trumped-up charges of trying to encourage a suicide of one of his relatives. And Devlet's family reported that this was all in retaliation for his reporting about Abadan. And finally, in October 2011, also due to international pressure, he was amnestied under a presidential decree. And, you know, we're also very happy that Devlet continues to report and continues to do his work in Turkmenistan.